Hi, this is Steve Alpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest health information to make a difference in your life, the life of your friends and family. I'm so excited. Ask me why I'm excited. Okay, I'll ask myself why I'm excited, because in 2 weeks we'll have a website up. It will have the podcast as well as lots and lots of great health information. Every day there's new research. It's just such an exciting time to be in the health area. You know, when I started, it was considered quackery, and we were in the nuts and the berries. They make fun of us, and you know, it was only hippies who tried to eat right and eat sprouts. Now, thanks to people like Dr. Oz and many, Dr. McCullough, lots of leaders on the web, it's become mainstream. But there is a problem. With mainstream comes a lot of confusion and a lot of, I call it, snake oil. There are 980,000 supplements. Everyone's pushing, not everyone, but lots of people pushing supplements with all sorts of claims. And remember, this is an unregulated industry. Basically, the FDA does not have the staff to keep up with 980,000 different supplements. So you can imagine people taking advantage of this situation. So my purpose is to bring you as authentic information as I can. I read lots of studies. I consult with my integrative doctor, Dr. Pauline Liss, on a daily basis to see what actually works in practice, because that's the real key. What's working? And, of course, I experiment on myself. I'm a super baby boomer. I work out 3.5 hours a day, need 5 hours sleep, never, ever get sick, no wrinkles, no cataract, no hearing problem, no diabetes, no new joints. Oh my gosh, I'm really very strange. But I can help you be strange by using the latest health information and all the great health tools. You too can change your body. I say that with scientific validity. We now know that you can change the gene switches. We call it epigenetics, turning on and turning off gene switches. And when you turn on all the good switches, the energy switch, the antioxidant switch, the anti-inflammation switch, all those protected, anti-cancer, the tumor suppressor gene, how exciting that's possible, but it takes work. And it's not just taking a pill or eating that magic superfood. It's putting the whole program together. And here's the thing, discovery. I've known about magnesium for almost 35 years and how important it is. Mildred Seelig, the head guru of magnesium, who for decades, she was a doctor at Goldwater Memorial Hospital, talked about magnesium, but no one was really listening. And now lots of people may be listening. You know, magnesium is involved in 5,000 enzyme systems in the body. So why not just get a magnesium blood test? Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work because 99% of magnesium inside the cell, and we right now don't have a mainstream cell test. You can do a red blood cell, but even that is quite inaccurate. So a good practitioner will take an educated guess, or you can take an educated guess, or you can take magnesium. So simple. In fact, Mildred Seelig said you can take up to 2,000 milligrams without a problem. And she was so renowned, she started a medical journal called Magnesium. Can you imagine that? Magnesium, a journal with just studies on this. What can symptoms of low magnesium be? Muscle twitching, rapid heart rate, possibly elevated blood pressure, anxiety. So, question, why not get it from food? very difficult. Phosphate-based soils have interfered with the metabolism of magnesium, and lots of foods that are supposed to have magnesium don't have the magnesium. You might have a genetic issue for absorption of magnesium. That can be, you know, many, many reasons. Heavy exercise, lots of coffee, stress can all deplete magnesium. I discovered the other day, you know, given that I train so heavy in exercise, running and race walking and weightlifting and martial arts. I mean, when I'm not doing research and seeing patients, I'm working out. And suddenly, I felt tired. And I had my, this is a funny story, I went to have my teeth checked and blood pressure checked, because I don't do it that often because I know it's normal. And suddenly it's like elevated. Oh my gosh, what's happening? Went home, took about 1200 milligrams of magnesium, and within a half hour returned to normal. And again, what's normal for me as a super athlete, as a 72-year-old super athlete, is around 110 over 60, 65, not the considered 120 over 80. So there was a simple nutrient, magnesium. What form of magnesium to take? Glycinate's good. Some of the aspartate's good. Citrate, yes, but if you take too much citrate, like citrate and magnesium, you'll go to the bathroom, if that's what you want. So I take a mixed magnesium, I haven't found a problem. And again, you can experiment with the dose based on bowel tolerance. It's almost impossible to overdose on oral magnesium because you only absorb so much. Intravenous magnesium might be an issue if you have a kidney problem, but otherwise there's no problem with magnesium. I also advise taking some B6 with the magnesium. You don't need a whole lot, a couple milligrams, just to facilitate the absorption of magnesium. A big myth now, calcium, take calcium, magnesium. Well, that's an old nutrition mythology. You don't need to take them both together. And I particularly depend on food sources for magnesium. The requirement for magnesium has been set much, much, much too high. And possibly, just a guess, possibly because the only way of getting that was through dairy, if you weren't going to take calcium pills. And there's a question now on calcium, high calcium in population studies maybe being an issue in cardiovascular. So if you, you know, if you have being treated by a doctor with osteoporosis and you know, there's some indications to take magnesium, but I don't particularly recommend taking routine magnesium. I think if you have sufficient vitamin D, anywhere between, depending on how much sun you're getting and what your blood tests look like, anywhere between 2,500 to 5,000 daily. I often see people who, and I myself, take a much higher dose, and I've not seen any problems with blood tests being severely elevated. The standard blood test is set medically kind of low. They say any, you know, 30 is okay. Anything below 30 is a problem. Many practitioners and vitamin D experts suggest a higher level in your blood, possibly even 60 and maybe even 80. And we have not seen any abnormal blood results even at that level. So there's your vitamin D, there's your magnesium, and this is the good information that you don't have to spend tons and tons and tons of money on. On the next, you know, miracle nutrient. Yes, there are some fantastic nutrients, and I'll be talking about that in future podcasts. Things, again, like broccoli seed, you know, which I love, you know, the sulforaphane from broccoli seed. Again, the best source is Cordell seed, which Vitalica Vitalik Acid, that's the one that's had the most scientific research behind it, and you have a real legitimate product. It's real and it works. And I'll have some future information on my website, and you'll see why. In the interim, if you want to get some Vitalika, the best price right now is Vitamin Wholesalers on eBay, also talkingherbals.com. Anyway, I wish you a happy day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And if you like this podcast, please share this with your friends, family, or even strangers that want to get healthy. Thank you again. This is Steve Halpern.